This was aimed to transition Barbados to be the first 100% green and carbon neutral island state in the world by 2030. As usual, we are always very ambitious and always blazing a trail. Barbados's dependence on the fossil fuels and a need for a greening of the transport sector were some of the main considerations in implementing this greening approach. And I think you all know that while we green the transport sector and make that more efficient, that it will also have a direct impact on our water, our air quality, and also our public health.